When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh, yeah, when you hear that music, you know what that means. It's time for the half hour of power, the best show post-show. Just 30 minutes of rapid fire, unscreened phone calls. I would give the number out, it doesn't matter. This happened already. We're joined this week, as always, it's not the half hour of power without AP Mike, and AP Mike is here, obviously. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom.
You're good. We have the one and only Dudio, Jason Gore, here. Wait, is that not...
Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello to you. And you are joined by the one and only Pat Byrne.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. Pat's new saying, everybody's got a thing. Studio says
I'm new to this. I didn't know he had a catchphrase. Yeah, yeah. Should we all get catchphrases?
Oh, don't worry, you have a catchphrase. And we also have Jim Murphy is here.
Nobody told me I needed a catchphrase.
Well, that's your catchphrase.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Nobody told me I needed a catchphrase. Sounds like something that would be written on W.C. Fields' tombstone. Nobody told me I needed a catchphrase. So, let me just tell people, call. Let's see. That. There we go. Let me just do this. Hold on. So, what's going on with you, Mike?
Not a whole lot. I'm working several jobs. It's just an unusual life I'm putting together right now.
sometimes it adds up in the weirdest ways.
Yeah. I'm reading the Trouble Boys, the book about the Replacements.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of make the point that they were pretty much fueled by desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of really relating to that now, you know.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I'm in my 50s. They were in there. Teens.
Yeah, back against the wall.
It's kind of different. You know, slightly different circumstances.
No different. You can do it.
Very, very good book, though. I recommend it.
That is so weird that cable is being odd.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Oh, now the thing is playing the wrong music. Oh, the whole show's falling apart. The cable's not working. Block that off so it just repeats. There it is.
Back. No.
No.
Okay, I'm just gonna unplug this all together.
Yeah.
And let's hand that one back and forth.
Yeah. I love it. Down and dirty. Mike's the only one with a working mic.
Yeah, I didn't sabotage that mic.
No, he loves it. Mike loves it. I know you didn't sabotage it, Mike, but you love it. You love watching these guys squirm. Right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you love it.
I want a smooth, easy flowing, professional broadcast.
So you don't like where you're necessarily at with certain things adding up, but it's a way. It's where you ride the thing. Yeah. You're up and you're down, right?
Yeah. No, I'm. You know, I mean, the shirts have been a great thing. They really helped me out, and I'm even thinking of expanding. The clothing line. And I thought maybe I'd pitch something to you, Tom. I think this might appeal to you.
This is the worst. It's just the worst.
Tom's already shaking his head.
It's just the worst.
You know, I was reading this Chekhov story, and a character comes to the door in the middle of the night, and he's wearing an article of clothing, which I think may be the funniest article of clothing ever devised.
What is that?
Well, take a guess. It's the middle of the night. What do you think is like sort of? Let me say that this article of clothing is not really worn anymore, and I think that was part of why I thought it was funny. But at one time, this article of clothing was popular, and you see them in old movies.
A waistcoat?
No, it's the nightcap.
Oh yeah, like a floppy old nightcap.
Yeah, that people would wear to bed. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, we had that caller a couple weeks ago, fell asleep, on the line.
Yeah.
And the Mickey Mouse Club had the ears, and I was wondering, maybe like a Best Show nightcap might be something that would be marketable to this audience.
Well, let's see what the audience response is to that. An AP Mike nightcap.
Well, no, not necessarily AP Mike. Mike.
I don't want my name on this thing. Don't dump my show's reputation on it. Best Show. No, Half Hour Power, you're on.
Hey, Tom, what's up? I actually don't have anything. I saw this one on Watch Twitter, so I called it.
Who is this? Who is it?
My name's Nathan.
Where are you calling from, Nathan?
New York City.
Well, Nathan, you're here with AP Mike and Dudio and Pat and Jim Murphy, photographer.
Hey, guys.
What did you... Here, ask Mike... Ask what are questions you want to ask anybody? Me or Mike or Dude? Just ask anything. Let's hear it.
I want to know who you guys are going to vote for and why. Not president,
not for president?
Hmm?
You said not for president.
Yeah, just who else are you going to... You know what? Who else are you going to... Anything but president. Who are you going to...
I'm going to vote no on the North Jersey casino referendum. Well, they're trying to expand casinos in North Jersey. Give Atlantic City the coup de grace. I mean, that would be the end of Atlantic City, pretty much. Yeah,
that's the death blow for Atlantic City. Yeah. If they pretty much say no one from north of Atlantic City is going to go there.
Yeah.
Because now nobody from Philly is going there anymore, because there's that casino literally in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So would that explode in certain areas, like Secaucus would be... The new
I think they were
Atlantic
even,
City.
They were even talking about Liberty Park.
City.
Yeah,
they're talking about Jersey City.
And
the Meadowlands would have casinos.
And just bring more traffic to the area, which, we always need more traffic in this area. I think it's just a disaster.
Funny enough, you know who's running for president who also ruined Atlantic City?
Me?
You, yes.
Yes.
You, Nathan, you. Look, I don't want to talk about.
Yeah,
this is what I'm. This is my policy.
Yeah,
with this, you can get politics literally anywhere you want right now. I've been trying to keep this show as some sort of oasis from the 23-hour, not 23. It's set 6 days a week, 21 hours. How can I do the math? 6 days and 21 hours. That's all you get anywhere. Just trying to make this a fun thing where it just isn't that right now. It's the most boring thing on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So why'd you bring it up?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Way to go, Nathan.
Not agree more.
And there's even certain phrases that I, are painful every time they use them, and it's like double down. How many times have we heard double down during this campaign?
Well, it's by far my favorite sandwich.
And then there's bad optics. That's another one that, it's just like, the media just catches on to certain phrases and they just wear them out. And it's exhausting.
Yeah, the double down's a KFC sandwich, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send, look, speaking of sandwich, isn't there a thing that's like a, isn't there a new sandwich that you guys were going to try?
Well, we never tried the Whopperito. We kind of left that one hanging out
there. And is that
there.
Currently on the Burger King menu?
Yeah, I think they're still doing it. Unless they replaced it with the spicy chicken fries? There's so many options, guys.
That looks
how about the ham dog in Australia now? You guys saw that?
The ham dog? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
It looks like a... Have you seen that photo circulating?
Nope.
It's literally a hot dog that looks like it's having intercourse.
It's a hamburger with a hot dog cross-section.
Yeah, it just looks stupid. You know, you can't even get your mouth around it, so you got to work at it from different angles.
That's the worst thing you've ever said today. I tell you, sometimes you try to be upsetting with the things you say. You're now. Say that a phrase again. You can't fit it all in your mouth.
Yeah.
So you got to work on it from different angles.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what the nightcap hat will say?
Yeah, it could say anything. Say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the hat should say, go to bed with AP Mike.
No, I thought maybe I just have nighty night.
Nighty night. Oh, that's like a Stephen King book?
No, wasn't that from a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Oh, it was night. No, when he was when he was
floating.
When they filled his little rabbit hole with water, and his mattress went up, and then they fished him off the mattress and dragged him into the haunted castle.
Finally managed to kill Bugs Bunny.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Did Elmer Fudd ever manage to finally kill Bugs Bunny? What was the end of?
No.
Oh. Come on.
Look.
No?
Good guys win. Yeah.
The best thing about Bugs Bunny is when you name all these Mickey Disney things, just like Mickey Mouse, he's friends with Donald Duck, like Donald Duck and Goofy, and they're all friends. You name people in the Warner Brothers ones, like, yeah, you got Bugs Bunny and Donald and Daffy Duck.
It's like,
no, they hated each other. They were in war with each other. Well, who else was there? Well, there was Elmer Fudd. He was trying to kill both of them.
Tweety Bird and Sylvester.
Yeah, they're trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
Then you got it's a thing. It's where
real conflict.
There are literally not two of them that are friends in that whole thing.
Yeah, the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote.
Hey, can you call the show?
I'm sorry.
We're doing it right now. We're doing it right now. Yeah, call. What? Call. We're ready for you. Okay, buddy.
Hold on, Nathan.
I think Neil Haggerty's going to call
Half
Hour Power. Thanks, Nathan. Yeah, they're not friends in Warner Brothers world. It's like they're like lone wolves, all of them.
And they make fun of the Disney cartoons within it, which I thought as a kid was really cool because it was like it made me feel like I was on the end of something, you know, bigger.
Yes, that you were actually getting something that was mocking.
You were with the cool kids watching the Warner Brothers cartoons because they were like there was I don't know something up with the Disney world it seemed.
And who can name any moment from a? Who's anybody's favorite Mickey Mouse moment? What, Steamboat Willie? Right.
Yeah.
Jim, you got a favorite Mickey Mouse moment?
No, I was a Sherman and Peabody kind of.
So you like those guys, Rocky and Bullwinkle,
absolutely.
And that was not Hanna-Barbera, that was,
was it?
No, that was like some fly-by-night,
yeah.
Half-hour power.
Hello, this is Beverly Ginsburg. I took 2 Ambien.
Oh my God.
What happened on 9/11 happened. Okay, and anyone who says it didn't see it with their own 2 eyes. I wasn't anywhere near New York. Nowhere.
Nobody thought you were, Beverly.
Right.
How?
What are you doing?
What are we doing?
What are you doing right now?
We're just taking phone calls for this best show post show we do.
Oh, is that fun? Do you make any money from that? Do they pay you for that, or you're just doing it for your own fun?
It's just to kind of give people something extra to listen to a couple days later.
Boys being boys. Boys being boys.
It's just boys being boys. This is Beverly. Wonderful. This is Beverly Ginsburg, who is from Rana and Beverly.
Yeah, from Swampscott, Massachusetts, and maybe you haven't heard of it. It's right next to Salem, Mass. That's where the witches went. The witches, they used to hang women and burn them. Is that something? Right in our country.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. You.
Right. Tom.
Yes?
Who do you have? Who's there with you?
Oh, I have AP Mike, the producer of the show, is here.
Yeah.
Tell me more about Ambien.
Okay, let me tell you something. You know, the problem with Ambien is that now that I've had it for so long, it's always in my system. So I'm always half awake, half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I never know whether it's daytime or nighttime.
Oh, okay.
But you know, at the end of the day or at the end of the night or whatever it is, okay, addiction is addiction is addiction, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're only going around this earth one time, mm-hmm. and you have to be filled with joy. You understand? Hear music in your heart, mm-hmm. in your heart.
So if the Ambien, if it brings you joy, right?
Yeah.
That's fair. As long as you're not abusing it.
No, of course I'm not abusing it. My television is talking right to me, but I'm not abusing anything.
So shows are literally speaking directly to you?
It doesn't matter if it's a newscast or a sitcom, like a situation comedy, or that Black-ish. I love Anthony Anderson Black-ish. Is that fun? They're very wealthy. They're just like the Cosbys. Remember the Cosbys? Oh, he has had a rough ride.
I do.
Yeah,
I do remember. Yeah.
When Anthony Anderson starts raping people, we'll know that it's just black comedy that are the problem.
Oh, Beverly.
What are you talking about? You know something? Everyone's very uptight about rape now. I have to tell you something. It used to be considered you were the pretty one if you got picked.
Oh.
It was a different world. Now it's your world, and you can do with it what you want.
Yeah.
But you know what? Terrorism wasn't a factor either.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm with you. I'll look. Beverly, why don't you come on the proper best show sometime?
I would, but I get so tired, and I'm in my pajamas right now.
Well,
I mean, it's very warm here. It's so warm, very humid, huh?
Well, it's warm here, too. Yeah. Let's figure it out.
Absolutely. I'll take the Acela. I'll come to New York. I'll go to Bendel's and take all their samples and not buy anything.
Yeah, and then we'll go to Max Brenner. We'll go to Max Brenner afterward.
Won't that be wonderful? Okay, go back to your boys' club. I know you're all doing something.
Okay.
You're measuring. What are you measuring your penises?
No, we're just taking fun phone calls like the one you just made.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm so happy you boys are having a good time together.
Beverly, I love you. I love you, Beverly.
I love you. Listen to me. Be careful out there because police will shoot you if you're black man.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Okay, you too. Love you. Kiss, kiss. No, no, no.
Bye. Half hour of power.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Neil?
Yeah. Hey. I'm just gonna walk into a big wall of noise right now. But
Neil Haggerty. Where are you calling from, Neil Haggerty of Howling Hex?
I'm on Red River in Austin by Freeland.
And you're performing tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want to say hi, you know.
Are you calling from the show?
Yeah, I'm in the show.
Like, you're not on stage now, are you?
No, they pushed me back. They want to hold the last time. Here we go. I just thought I could give you guys the...
We just played...
Stage to what I've been dealing with for the last month.
We played the single tonight.
Oh, yeah?
The single's so great.
Oh, thanks, man.
Full Moon in Gemini.
Yeah.
When did you record this?
Oh, at the end of the European tour in the middle of June.
Oh, that's right. You had talked about it. Who plays on this?
Alexis Taylor. This guy and Nick Marshall from Manchester.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah. So how's the tour going?
Oh, it's crazy, yeah.
You're
this is
here?
The last show.
This is the last show in Austin?
Yeah.
AP Mike is here.
How you doing, Neil?
Hey. You like Little Feet, man?
What was that?
Do you like Little Feet?
Oh, Little Feet? I like that first album a lot. That's a good one.
All right. Are y'all going to Memphis?
I am.
All right.
I'm going to Goner Fest.
All right.
I can't wait. I guess they get some. You could get some Dixie chicken down in.
Can you ready for me to just disappear? Or?
No, you keep talking.
All right. I just want. You gotta hear this noise.
Who is that?
You got me.
Yeah. That's how it is, though.
I'm lucky. I know it's. I'm in Austin. I can see the.
Yeah. So. Let alone to know who the who else is on the bill, right?
That's the extent of my.
Yeah.
I got pulled over today too, so I'm a little sketchy, you know.
You got pulled. What did you get pulled over for?
What?
What did you get pulled over for?
Oh, well, I fell around a license plate. Right?
What was that?
I have Colorado license plate.
Oh, so just because out of state, they were just...
That's it. Yeah, no, I'm saying it's a whistle. I just cruise control and everything, and the guy is just, you know...
Yeah.
Out of place.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, Neil.
So far.
So far. You get home safe. You get home safe. Yeah. All right, buddy. I'm going to take some of these other calls.
All right, yeah, you want to hear this? All right, I'll see you, man. Good luck, boss.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Wow.
Woo! Neil Michael Haggerty, yeah. From the band Howling Hex, formerly from Pussy Galore and Royal Trucks, and he's on tour now, finishing his shows up. That's exciting.
Austin's a great town. Have you guys been there?
To Austin?
Yeah.
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 Have you been to Austin, Jason?
I've never been.
That's a great town.
I've only been to, I guess it was Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never been to Austin. No.
Pat?
Many times.
You like it?
Love Austin. Great music town.
Yeah. Touring?
Touring, yep. And I was going to say that the pizza's overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a Hoboken slice place.
Oh, really?
It's like
in Austin, really?
And it's like $5 or something.
Uh-huh.
The Hoboken slice.
It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. I love it. Jim, yeah. Have you been to Austin?
Have not been, but I've seen the Richard Linklater movie, so I feel like I've been there.
Part of you has been there then to see Slacker and
sure.
I just watched the documentary on Richard Linklater. There's the documentary that talks about him. Has anybody seen that?
I saw it's on Showtime, right? I think.
I watched it on demand.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know about Showtime. Like,
I think it's on Showtime on demand.
I don't know the fancy cable plan you've got.
Yeah.
I'm a la carte on these things. All right. Sorry.
I don't have the gold package. I got the silver, I think.
Yeah.
See if our DVD guy can get it.
Yeah,
the guy
bootleg.
In the Dwayne Reed parking lot.
Yeah, that's
it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I had a funny incident today. The there's actually in this other bar I'm working at, there's a guy who makes appointments with the DVD bootlegger. Yeah, I mean, he literally waits for him. You know, they meet every week at a certain time. And there was a police investigation going on in the neighborhood. One of the businesses across the street, somebody tried to break in. So they were asking the owner of the bar I'm working at whether he had any video footage. They wanted to look at the video footage from outside the bar.
Okay.
So there were three police officers there. And then they were looking at on his laptop. And then the DVD bootlegger came in. And the guy he was supposed to meet is just like ixnay, you know, scram, you know?
Yeah.
So he hustled him out and you know, everybody was good.
Any hot movies you've gotten? Well, I guess they're all hot, but they're all hot movies. Anything good?
No, actually, I mean, as a gag, I picked up Sausage Party and I made it about 10 minutes in and I had to stop. It was unwatchable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's been
it. Was it unwatchable because of the quality of the movie or the quality of the screener?
It was the quality of the movie. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are these stolen files or are they somebody filming in the theater?
Now, essentially, I guess there's all these websites where the stuff is.
Yeah.
And these guys basically download it.
Because everything's
and burn it.
Digital
now. Yeah.
These things are all digitally projected, so people are just
I mean, I just don't have the patience to go to those websites, and I don't like watching stuff on my computer like that. So I'll pay the $5 for the convenience.
And there was a Netflix movie you gave me, Django.
Yeah.
And there was a spider on my wall, and I put a cup over him, and then I needed something to slide under the cup. So I grabbed the closest thing. It was a magazine, and I couldn't fit the magazine under. So then I grabbed the next closest thing, was a Netflix envelope, and it had Django in it. I slid it under the cup, and I got that spider pressed against the cup, and I went out the front door, and I threw the cup and the thing in the lawn, and then I went back out and got it later. So it's fine.
Yeah. You threw the cup with the bug in it?
Yeah. Because I just go, oh, get away from me. Like, it's dark. I don't know if this spider is going to fly off back on me.
But was it a plastic cup?
No, it was a glass cup on the grass.
Okay.
It was fine. It was fine. Welcome to the half-hour power caller.
Hello. The board has once again come back from the cold. Come in from the cold. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. Who is this?
Crocodile Genna from the board. The board has once again come in from the cold.
Okay, yeah. Is this guy speaking in code?
No, you know, the old, you know, the Jean Le Carré novel, Spy Came in from the Cold, Russian joke.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Remember I called you?
Yeah, we remember.
Back in December?
Yeah.
The other show?
No.
How you doing, Mike?
I don't remember.
I remember, yeah. I remember. I think
not at all.
The call didn't go well, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it there a bad ending to it?
I destroyed minds because I spoke Russian to people who couldn't take Russian.
Okay, here we go.
I like where this call's going.
Okay.
You know. Look, so how are you, Tom?
I'm great. What's your name again, bro?
Crocodile Genna.
Crocodile?
Gennady the Crocodile from the board.
Okay.
From the board.
All right, from the board.
From the board.
From the cold.
I think he means the chat.
From the cold, from the board.
The chat board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're back.
I'm back. Remember I talked to you about Philadelphia and the guys fighting?
No. Not at all.
Not really.
You don't remember that?
No,
I
don't.
You guys were fighting and I kept on walking towards it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember.
So what's going on with you? What's up with you, bro?
I'm just listening to you guys talk about spiders and throwing them off the wall and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you should do Mutant Cruise, Tom. I really think you should do Mutant Cruise.
Would you go on it? Would you buy a ticket for it?
Yeah, I'd buy a ticket. Yeah, well, yeah, I'd buy a ticket. You'd see me walking around dressed like Daryl Dragon.
No, I wouldn't. Captain That's Antonio. Why. Now you know why. Now you know why I'm not doing it, because you're going to be on the thing dressed as Daryl Dragon.
Well, either that or the captain from Das Boot.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're on the cruise. You dress like a nautical thing, and it's like those are the two guys that I think I could probably pass off.
I'll have you thrown in the brig if I'm actually a captain on this thing.
Don't worry, there are no brigs on cruise liners.
So you really think that there's no holding area on a cruise ship when it's out at sea like that? If somebody goes off, you think there's no area where somebody can be confined? Seriously.
There's probably a very cruddy cabin at the bottom near the keel next to the engine room that is really used for when someone crew member gets really drunk and they have to throw them in, and it's sort of an impromptu drunk tank. They might have something like that, but they don't have a cell. I just know they wouldn't.
You know they wouldn't.
You know, just because of the way cruise liners act, you know.
I know they have these. It's not a cell yet. There's no bars, but they have rooms where they can confine people.
Of course they do. Yeah, they have to. Yeah, it's a city out on the ocean.
Yeah.
Rubber room.
It's not a rubber room, no. It's just a
scary guy named Hans watches you.
Pat, have you ever been on a cruise?
Unfortunately, yeah, twice.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. Dudio, you like cruises?
I love cruises. Mm-hmm. I'm all about cruises.
What's your favorite part of a cruise, Dudio?
My favorite part of a cruise are the days at sea. Mm-hmm. So you can go and just mess around on the boat and play like the trivia or do karaoke.
You like all the games and things.
I love all the dumb stuff on the boat.
Yeah. Well, you might want to check out a program, television show called The Tonight Show, hosted by, there's a, this guy who runs his talk show as if it's a cruise ship, and he's doing different games and things, and it's fun little contests.
Every day's a day at sea.
Yeah, throwing bean bags.
Oh, see, I love that.
What was the goofiest thing you saw on a cruise?
Oh, man.
A guy dressed as Daryl Dragon.
I can't think.
Locked in a cage.
I can't think of anything specific.
Oh, no, that's the next. That's my cruise. That's where you'll see that.
Did you ever?
Guy dressed as Daryl Dragon locked in the holding cage.
Did you ever go to a headphone party?
They never had a headphone party.
You know what that
cruise.
Is?
Oh, yeah. It's like a silent rave.
It's like everybody dances, but they're wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds just like such
a... plug to the wall.
What an inclusive experience that sounds like.
Yeah, it's goofy.
I got one cruise story.
Okay.
I was 19 on a cruise with my mom and some of her family, and... I was so bored on this cruise that I was like, I need to just start finding ways to entertain myself. So I decided to make it a mission to try to convince the on ship reggae band to convince them to let me play drums on a song.
Wow.
Okay.
And it worked. Yeah. Around day 4 or 5, they let me sit in on a couple of songs.
That's cool.
And it was so dumb, but it was, I don't know, it was just like those mini accomplishments. Uh-huh.
Another thing I love on cruise ships are the like the art auction that you go. It's just like the worst art.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like Peter Max
or
something, and you have to guess the prices of certain certain paintings to win them. Mm-hmm. We do that every time, every cruise.
But, Tom, I wanted to... The reason why I really called...
I couldn't think of anything to say to that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Crocodile.
You need to do peeper talk as a thing. We were going to do peeper talk as a thing, and you never did peeper talk. Mm-hmm. You talk about all your creepy peeper stories. Mm-hmm. Get those really weird peeper kind of people. Mm-hmm. The kind of crazy people you used to call in when you were on the FM. Kind of crazy nutballs who would just call it, just come in out of nowhere and tell their weird stories. Mm-hmm. Make it a sub show, mm-hmm. Peeper Talk.
Okay, sure. I'll do Peeper Talk. I don't care. Absolutely. Have you ever, and nobody knows your name, it's Crocodile whatever. It's like...
Yeah, no. Gennady the Crocodile.
Yeah. There's no way you have not stared in a window. There's literally no way.
I've been stared at by people in windows. It's really weird. I have been peeped. I've been accused of peeping, but there was no one to peep.
So you struck out, is what you're saying?
No, because I looked into a window and I was later accused of. Hey, somebody claimed you were looking through a window.
Hey,
I said yes.
If you go fishing but you don't catch anything. You can't say, I didn't go fishing.
Yeah, it just means dynamite you fishing, just didn't. Then you know that people will say, well, he was out dynamite fishing. He doesn't have the dynamite anymore.
You were out peeping, and you couldn't find anything worthwhile with God knows what your standards are. And just because you couldn't find anything that met your criterion addition, you went, and then you're just like, I wasn't peeping. It's like, no, you just didn't find anything to get your jollies staring in a window.
No. It was like this. They were quasi co-workers at an internet radio station I did work at as a DJ, and I looked through a window, and then I was accused later. And it's not like I walk around looking into other people's windows.
You seem like, and tell me whether I'm off base on this or not, you seem like the kind of guy who would spend an inordinate amount of time in like one of those spy stores, like like checking out the things they sell at like a spy store, like a glasses cam and things like that.
close. I go to like consumer electronics, the kind of industrial electronics junk stores. Mm-hmm. If you can find anything interesting.
What, and again, nobody knows who you are. What's the weirdest piece of electronic equipment you own?
Amateur radio equipment.
And who can you talk to on that?
Amateur radio people. I could also be a pirate on shortwave frequencies.
And have you done that?
Yes, I have.
Like in terms of, and how, what's the wattage on something like that?
100 watts.
Which covers, like, what, a half mile?
100 watts on shortwave can cover half the globe if you've got a good antenna.
But it realistically, in an area with skyscrapers and tall buildings.
No, I'm not kidding. Shortwave bounces off the ionosphere. It goes for miles and miles and miles, Tom.
Okay.
It's not like FM or AM. It goes on forever. It sounds like very bad AM, but people will hear you if you've got a good antenna. Mm.
And do you have a good antenna?
200, 500 watts. Oh, boy, you can be heard in Africa, and you can be in San Diego, and they'll hear you in Africa.
And you've done that.
Oh, it's being heard in Africa, no.
Well, no, it's interesting. What's the farthest you know that one of your broadcasts has been heard?
I never get to hear it back from anybody. I think that when I did it, the mm-hmm. two times I did it, that I had a bad antenna. Mm-hmm.
Do you know Red Feather?
No.
I only ask this because he's the local guy who has an amateur radio in the area of my apartment, and I have some ungrounded speakers, so I get to hear all of his ham radio conversations over my speakers.
Does he have a call sign? Does he use a word
I'm sure he does.
Six something or whiskey?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but he also calls himself Red Feather.
If he calls himself Red Feather, then he's bootlegging. If he's using a call sign and he's actually licensed, mm-hmm. then he's doing it quote unquote right.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is very interesting. You should call more, Crocodile.
Well, I live on the other side of the country, so sometimes I get in and sometimes I don't.
Okay, well, try more.
All right, I will.
You're not
good
bad.
To hear from you.
It's great to hear from you.
Right.
Do you ever hear this?
Yeah.
If you listen to this at night, it's super creepy. Right?
And is there any explanation? Is it espionage code?
If they were numbers stations, I guess, and they were just relaying certain types of codes, and I guess people had keys to translate what they were saying. So they...
4, 7, 8. Are they still active?
They're still numbers stations.
They're still number stations.
5, 9, 0.
But people would pick these things up.
9, 5, 9, 0.
I mean, it's creepy.
It's strange.
Super creepy.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gave me chills.
Yeah. Well, better watch your step. Number stations are coming for you.
Sneak up behind you, start saying some numbers in your ear.
Somebody will come up, you'll be like...
4, 7, you'll be 8. Like,
M. Night Shyamalan's number stations.
Maybe we should do a half-hour power of just numbers.
I would do that.
Give
somebody the key.
We just say numbers at each other through the whole show.
Or we could come up with a code. People could translate it as we're doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be like 6, 9, 9, 0. And then people would be at home going 6, 9. He just said Mike sucks. I mean, that's what the thing on the Wilco album is taken from. That's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Like, that's all those things. And then the guy who put that thing together actually had the gall to, like, sue them when... I mean, he didn't make these recordings. He just compiled them. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, hey, you put my thing on your album. And they're like, yeah, it's not you. It's something you stole. Just to get caught stealing from the thief. It's like a thief yelling at you because you stole something he stole. Well, Mike.
Yeah.
Final things. Anything of note? You always have an eye out for the interesting.
I saw a couple of good documentaries recently. Mm-hmm. I saw Author, the J.T. Leroy story.
Yes, the Jeff Fierzig.
Yes.
Directed. Did you like it?
Oh yeah, it's very good. And Jeff was there doing a Q&A with mm-hmm. Richard Hell, which was interesting. He had his own slant on things. Years ago, I actually worked. Richard Hell did freelance proofreading for me.
Mm-hmm.
One of my coworkers knew him and recommended him for freelance work, and so I send work his way. This was like in the early 90s, and I think things were kind of difficult for him. He was, doing some poetry readings and mm-hmm. stuff at the time, but he needed some extra income. And we'd have little chats, It was nice, when he'd come in, talk about music.
Mm-hmm. So he conducted the Q&A.
He was part of it, yeah. Okay. I mean, Jeff was there mainly, Yeah. But Richard Hell was sort of giving his take on the thing. It's a really interesting movie. I recommend it to people. And I saw the new Werner Herzog has a documentary called Lo and Behold.
Mm-hmm. About the internet.
About the internet, yeah.
How is that?
It's good. There's some parts are more interesting than others, but, it's definitely worth checking out.
All right.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff's movie, look, I know I'm in the tank for Jeff because we've been friends forever, but it's truly a great mm-hmm. movie, mm-hmm. and he really outdid himself with this movie. And the story is heartbreaking and funny and weird and surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio tapes, without saying what's on some of the tapes, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of amazing to me how well people can document their lives, mm-hmm. I mean, we have family photos. And I guess, now with, everybody recording phone, mm-hmm. video and stuff, I guess you can sort of document your life that, in great detail. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. To me, it's never been something I'd want to do. It just seems a little.
Mike, some people do it, and then they end up with things like this.
Yeah. No. I mean, give her.
Hi, Brian. I'd like to tell you first of all my three favorite albums of all time: Pet Sounds, Beach Boys Love You, and the new album is outstanding.
When they're in high school,
the question
calling.
I want to ask you.
I think it was probably just
out
of high school.
I heard that you were finishing up Smile.
I can't even put the voice tape with you. That's why I wasn't even sure it was you.
We might finish it up. It's kind of like it's a sparse little album. It doesn't have very many vocals on it, so I might have to write some songs to match the tracks.
And I have one other question. Do you have any plans for touring?
That's how nervous I was.
We think maybe we might start touring around December. We don't know, though.
Oh, that'll be great. It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Bye.
How do you feel about touring?
See, that's, first of all, I was probably 19 when I made that call.
Mm-hmm.
You know how polite I was as a caller?
Yeah.
These callers to this show could learn a thing.
Yeah.
Hello. I was I got to the point.
Yeah.
These are my favorite albums.
Yeah.
My question is about Smile. Mm-hmm. Also, I just wanted to know if you were going to tour. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Uh-huh.
In and out. Not these people taking us on the scenic route as if we're stuck in a bus ride. We're trying to burn hours on a bus we're not getting off of for 2 days.
Was it hard getting through?
I used to get through that show all the time.
Okay.
Which show?
I used to call Alan Combs. Remember Hannity and Combs?
Yeah.
I used to call that guy all the time.
I have tapes calling you.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I remember you calling me. You were on the bubble, I would say, at one point. Uh-huh. You and your friends, right? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the bubble.
Pat and his friends were on the bubble. We're just like.
The documentary calls, right? Wasn't that?
There was many series.
There were so many series.
I remember
the documentary call.
It just like, I just remember it's like, and then there was just a point where it's like, this kid's actually a cool guy. And it's like you were just like, oh no, he's a good guy. And it's just like, okay, all that stuff is in good fun. Because you don't always know what's the intent behind something. Right. We're just like, is this kid going to get worse and worse? And this is going to be a problem?
No, yeah.
It's like, no, he's fine. He's in the spirit of it.
It was me and my best friend Jim, and then later also my friend Dan. The three of us would usually triple team it. Okay, now you call in.
Okay, what's the worst thing you said that I don't know you said?
The worst thing I said?
Like, or did to sidetrack a show or to anything? Like,
oh,
what?
I don't know. I think...
What's one you wish you could have taken back right away and been like, oh, we maybe shouldn't have done that one?
I've been wanting to compile them, actually. And actually,
I would love that.
There is a listener who started from the beginning, like a newer listener that went back in the archives, and I have a DM thread with him, and he's like, all right, January 2003, and it's just like, I have a little log, and I've been thinking about going back and clipping up all the times.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Cause that would be spectacular.
Making a montage of it. But, yeah, I think like, when we were making videos and getting them in like festivals and stuff, my friend Dan called in and had like a whole thing about, it was like basically like a long pitch about how we were in the New York Television Festival. And I remember you getting really mad that like we were steering the agenda that way. And you were pretty annoyed at that. And I remember being like, we shouldn't have done that. Like, we crossed the line.
See, that's why I wanted to know the thing where it was like, what's one when you were like, we shouldn't have done that. And then now you're like, well, that's one where I literally said we shouldn't have done that.
There's plenty of others, but I will maybe think of compiling them.
I love it. So, Jason, anything you want to plug?
Well, Bridge of Tunnels in New York City Sketch Fest on October 14th.
Okay.
13th. It's a Friday.
Sure.
So you can go to the Pitt's website and look that up. And then October 24th, the group I'm in at UCB, we have our best of show, our last show.
Okay, and that's because you've got a don't think twice situation going on here now.
Oh, God.
Because I should mention, I did not mention it during the show, Kristen.
Yeah.
Kristen Bartlett, at Kristen Cheeks, your better half.
Yes.
Is now writing for Saturday Night Live.
She is.
Wow. Very exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And you now are one of the characters in that movie. Left behind, watching her go onward and upward.
Yeah, it's great.
And you're still just back here at the improv troupe.
Yeah.
You want to hear something weird? When I saw the article with the new writers for SNL, I had actually worked with three of, including Kristen. There were two other people who are involved with Brett Davis's show, The Special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I actually, did some things with them. So it was like, really? Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
1 degree, Mike.
1 degree from one.
Don't worry, Mike. You and I, we're going the other way.
I know.
It's like, what's
going wrong here, you know?
Yeah, they're going up.
They're going up.
We're passing them.
I'm circling the drain.
No, I'm... Look. It's a free fall for me. It's a free fall that I never saw happening, and I'm in it now. And God knows where the bottom floor is. I thought this elevator would have stopped by now. It keeps going down. Apparently, there's another building underneath the building. I thought once it got to the basement, we were done here.
There's many sub basements.
Yeah, I was like, I think there's an upside down building on the other side of the globe that we're going down into that one or something. So, Pat.
Yes.
Anything for you? We have your radio show every Saturday night, Prove It All Night.
Yeah. I should have mentioned this earlier, but I'm doing one of those, you get to line up and have a picture taken with Bruce Springsteen tomorrow. A friend of mine got me a ticket. And I don't know.
In New York?
In New York, at the Union Square one. And I'm going to go just because, why the hell not? But But what do you say? Like,
well, no, you got to move along.
You got to move along. Like,
you're not going to have a conversation.
But you can say one thing. What would you guys say? Because I don't know what.
What you say?
What?
You say, thanks, boss.
Yeah. That's it.
Just you know, I loved your music. I was, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
The ironic thing is, you're wondering what's the one thing you quick get to say to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, one of Mike's best stories is about Bruce Springsteen bending his ear point where him and his friends are like, hey, man, we got to get going.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
How have I not heard that one?
Yeah, no, yeah.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, all right. It's a really good. Yeah, it's a good story. And it's not like Mike met Bruce Springsteen. This is Darkness
this
era.
This was in between 78? During the litigation between Darkness and the River.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 78, 79 in there.
Yeah. So this is some story. Jim Murphy, photographer. Your pictures we'll put up on the put them up. Oh, that's awesome. Great. So people can check the pictures out. I'll retweet them on my account and get them out there. And let's hope that people like what they see. And who knows what's what. Sure. It'll be another person on the way up, Mike.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Another person will watch pass us. So thanks for coming down.
Oh,
yeah, I appreciate it.
I'd like to plug Stanya Kotick from Castle.
Okay.
TNT.
All right. Yeah, I know you.
Four times a day.
All right. Four.
The show is on.
Yes. No. This is just if anybody forgot. This is the guy Mike met. The two of them were watching TNT and were moaning together watching Castle reruns on H&H Bagels or wherever they were. I don't know. Where were you? Where were you doing this?
H&H's Pub. Bayonne, New Jersey.
Pub, yes.
Okay. You can catch me there once in a while if you're in town.
Yeah, catch them there. And then Masses, it's less frequent now?
Well, yeah, for the football season, I'm technically on hiatus. So,
okay.
So after football season, I'll be back on Sunday.
On a regular schedule.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Half Hour Power, another classic 70-minute episode of the Half Hour Power, which seems to be the way this is heading. It's clearly about quantity now. So we will be back in 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And good night. Bye.